Two mountain lions have recently been found dead in the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area, bringing the total to 5 deaths from various causes this year. But biologists studying mountain lions say the latest deaths highlight what's become a growing concern in the region. Anticoagulant rodenticides, better known as rat poison, is ending up in the food chain and killing some of the protected big cats. The remains of the mountain lion P30 were found September 9th in Topanga State Park after its radio tracking collar sent out a mortality signal.
He was a big, healthy adult male, 6.5 years old, and really, as far as we could tell, one of, if not the only, sort of dominant reproductive male in the Santa Monicas, and he just dropped dead out there in the middle of the park. You know, he wasn't near a road, no signs of trauma. When we had the necropsy done, he was full of blood internally, actually 5 liters of blood in his abdominal cavity and then bleeding in the brain as well. And so he had died from the rodenticide poisoning.
Seth Riley is a wildlife ecologist with the National Park Service. Riley says another mountain lion was found dead near Malibu in August, also with evidence of poison.
53, an adult female. She also died. Unfortunately, we don't know for sure how, because she was too decomposed to for sure figure out what had happened, but she was also exposed to 4 different compounds, P30 to 5 and P53 to 4. So there's certainly a huge amount of exposure to these things out there.
Riley says the shocking thing is that virtually all of the mountain lions they've been monitoring in the region have signs of poison.
23 out of the 24 that we've tested have been exposed, and typically to multiple compounds, up to 6 different compounds. We don't know all the potential effects, but in general, we aren't seeing the effects in all of them, but we have had these 5 different cases where they've actually died from it. And it's interesting to think about, especially from the mountain lion's point of view, where they're coming from, because these poisons are generally put out to control rodents. A lot of the ones, like, for example, bromodiolone, which is a second-generation anticoagulant, those are supposed to just be actually for household pests like rats and mice.
The wildlife ecologist talks about how the poison commonly used by homeowners in the region is getting into the food chain.
Mountain lions, the main prey that we've seen in terms of major kills and what's mostly keeping them going is deer, 90% or so of the kills. But the second most common thing that they kill is coyotes, at least in our study, 85% or so, at least from what we've seen, of the coyotes are exposed to. So we think that that may be how the mountain lions are picking it up when they kill other carnivores that have been preying on rodents or other animals that have picked up the poison.
Meanwhile, earlier this year, the death of mountain lion P47 was also tied to the poisoning. 2 other mountain lions died in the region this year from other causes. One was being chased by another mountain lion when it was struck and killed when it ran onto the 405 freeway, and one was shot to death by a man in Simi Valley who was just sentenced to jail for the killing. National Park Service researchers have been studying the region's mountain lions since 2002. They're tracking 10, including 6 in the Santa Monica Mountains, 3 in the Simi Hills, and 1, the most famous one, called P22, which lives in Griffith Park. Riley says despite the recent deaths, the population is stable as long as we don't lose a few more.
This is the kind of thing that could happen where you have a couple of adult males that are reproducing and then one gets hit by a car and one dies of rodenticide poisoning, and then that puts the end to your population. So that's one of the challenges with a small population. And also just points out, as we've been saying for years, the critical need for improved connectivity between all the natural areas in LA and Ventura counties, and in particular between the Santa Monicas and other areas to the north.
Work is continuing on that connectivity that Riley was talking about. It's a plan to build an overpass over Highway 101, which would allow mountain lions and other animals to safely cross the freeway. It would connect the Santa Monica Mountains with the Simi Hills, allowing better genetic diversity for mammals in their native habitats. Riley says the recent mountain lion deaths emphasize a way that residents can help. He says people with rat and mice issues need to find alternatives to rodenticides, which are ending up in the mountain lion's food chain. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.